At 6:06, it is cloudy, 52 degrees in Tulsa. There is a chance of some rain today, and we will warm to only 54. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Oklahoma school superintendents go to Oklahoma City to voice their displeasure with the new A through F school grading system. Among them is Tulsa Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard. He says the system is unfair and it is confusing.
What has happened is we have a state superintendent who does want grades to be as low as possible. I'm just going to say that openly. And I believe the formula that she has come up with has been a very difficult to understand formula. I think it has some very unfair components in it.
For example, he says most people consider an A to be anything between 90 and 100%. But under this system, Ballard says schools would have to achieve a minimum grade point average, a 3.75, in order to get an A. Three people are dead following a rush hour crash on Port Road near 145th East Avenue. A car pulled out to pass a semi yesterday afternoon and collided head-on with an oncoming car. The people in the cars were killed. Well, here's the latest on the 2012 election. The Attorney General issues his opinion regarding Tulsa's Vision 2 tax proposal. The opinion says the sales tax purpose cannot be changed without a vote of the community. The opinion was requested by Broken Arrow State Representative Mike Ritz. Meanwhile, on a related story, the only announced candidate for mayor of Tulsa comes out against Vision 2.
Republican Bill Christensen says Vision 2 has not been vetted adequately with the public, and he will vote no on both vision propositions in November.
It just doesn't seem as though we've had enough citizen involvement and participation.
Christensen says his problem is not with the projects, it's with the process.
So I'm all for those projects, but I think we need to address the real issues we have right now and then maybe look down the road, maybe in 3 years, maybe 2 years before the Vision 2025 money, the tax expires.
Current Mayor Dewey Bartlett is solidly behind Vision 2. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Three planned parenthood clinics in Tulsa will no longer get federal funding to give low-income mothers for food and nutritional counseling. Oklahoma contracts with the clinics, and it will stop at the end of December. The Union's seventh-grade football team will not be allowed to wear uniforms with pink lettering to show support for breast cancer awareness. The Football Association is banning the uniforms, saying they violate regulations. If the team wears the uniforms anyway, games will be forfeited and coaches could be suspended. The players paid $50 each for the special uniforms. The development of One Place Tower downtown tops out. The new building is located at 2nd and Cincinnati, right across the street from the BOK Center. The developer says the building's location anchors the northwest part of downtown.
But then you go and you turn into the Brady District across the next street over there. So we kind of feel like for the entertainment district, which is the BOK and the convention center, that we're kind of right in the heart of that. And carving out our own little niche right over here.
He hopes to develop a small area of land to the north of the site in the future. Well, the calendar says October, but the number of West Nile cases continues to climb. New figures from the state health department confirm now 160 people have been made ill by the virus this year. The death toll from West Nile remains steady at 9. Our weather forecast, a raw, cool day with a chance of rain and a high of 54. A 20% chance of rain tonight, 40 for an overnight low. Still a chance of rain tomorrow and a high of only 49. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy and 52. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.